Two inventors wanted to change the world of dental hygiene with a new kind of toothbrush. Everything was going great up until the moment their dream was about to become a reality. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca brings us this story as part of his summer series on inventing.
Dental hygienist and toothbrush inventor Mike Davidson says when you brush your teeth properly, you know it.
And that's what this brush is designed to do. It's designed to show you what good brushing feels like.
This brush is the MD brush. The brush has a clever handle. When you pick it up, the handle positions the bristles at a 45-degree angle to the gum line, an angle many experts say is ideal for effective brushing. It took 7 years to go from the idea for a new toothbrush to an actual product. 7 years of designs, redesigns, re-redesigns, manufacturing obstacles. But finally, in late 2014, Davidson was ready. 100,000 MD brushes arrived at the port of Long Beach in California. Then the problem started. There was a strike at the port, and the brushes were trapped. Then, Davidson says, the credit card processing system went haywire.
This really is not the way you want to start a business.
And then they ran smack into the dental industrial complex. Davidson's partner Mike Smith says one of the big toothbrush manufacturers filed suit against them, accusing them of patent infringement.
When that came in, when we were served, I don't know if we were overwhelmed by it, but I mean, it was definitely a gut check for both of us.
We could have fought them, and we were confident we would have won. But to get it in front of a judge to make a ruling on it would have cost us upwards of $500,000 to do it.
Davidson says they agreed to a settlement and threw away 65,000 unsold toothbrushes. He says it hurt, and the experience completed his transition from idealistic inventor to hardened businessman.
I'll put it to you this way, is that anytime if you've got an innovative product that's going to impinge upon a larger company's market share, get ready, because they're going to come after you. And that's what happened with us.
Davidson says he and Smith have now regrouped. They've redesigned the brush, again, to avoid the patent problem, and the first manufacturing run is complete.
We're ordering 10,000 this time instead of the 100,000.
When I spoke with Davidson and Smith 3 years ago, I asked them whether they'd take the money if a big toothbrush manufacturer offered to buy them out as a way of eliminating them as a competitor.
I think we've already talked about it. No. I mean, we've taken it this far. We're gonna continue to take it all the way.
It's not about money. It's about winning. And it's about beating these guys at their own game and showing them we can do something better.
That was 3 years ago. I asked if they'd take the money now.
Yes. I even have to blink at that question. If it was an eye-popping amount of money, then yes, most definitely.
If it was a huge eye-popping number, absolutely, yeah.
But then Davidson qualified that answer.
It would have to be a pretty substantial amount.
Clearly, he's still got some fight in him. The toothbrush wars aren't over yet. Joe Palca, NPR News.